您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com， 点击 Roundtable。Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。So smartphones today are indispensable to almost everyone. There are communication devices, music players, electronic book readers, and portable micro game consoles. Although we are all unable to live without smartphones, it seems people of different ages don't use smartphones in exactly the same way. 最近的一项调查显示，尽管现在人们都难以离开手机，但是不同年龄段的人使用手机仍然表现出了不同的消费特征。So let's take a look. Do you think that there is indeed a big generation difference or age difference in terms of cell phone use?
I think it would be shocking if there wasn't. You know, the survey here that we're talking about, it ranged from people who were born in the 60s to born almost in this century here. And I think the fact there's probably even massive gaps in the way in the usage. Like, obviously, I think we'd be surprised if you saw a kid, unless they weren't able to afford it, who was born after 1995, who did not use a phone. That would be just shocking. Whereas if someone who was born, say, in the 1960s earlier doesn't use one, that's not that surprising. I mean, it depends on where. Certainly, not using a smartphone would not be that surprising. Mm-hmm. But also, a point about the not being able to live without these, that's an interesting thing. But a lot of people have problems with that, and I think that is a problem. But talking about the survey here, it was like almost 20,000 people. So this is this is pretty darn broad. And it was done by Sina, talking about, like we said, people from born in the 60s to the 1990s. And so, in terms of income, about 60% of the people had a range of either between 3,000 yuan per month to 10,000 yuan per month. So that's a solid range right there. And in terms of the users, the biggest group was the people born in the 1970s there, which maybe there's just more of them who are out there. Certainly the 90s, or actually after 1995, that was the smallest group because they're younger and not as many of them. But there's clearly broad usage going on here.
Yeah, certainly broad usage for men, because I was so shocked when I saw this questionnaire, and I was like, oh, so this is what, you know, today people in Chinese society of different age groups think. But then when I saw the breakdown of people who actually participated in this questionnaire, 97% were male. And, okay, it's not so surprising because it was data collected by Sina
Technology Channel.
So us women are probably not so interested in technology news, I suppose. So anyway, so listeners, when you're like listening to our little discussion here, bear in mind it's mainly male that we're talking about. And okay, I didn't mean to sound so like angry about but like I want to know what women think too.
No, that's a good point, because I was thinking about that. I had seen that there, and that slipped my mind. I was like, oh yeah, this is very broad, you know, all these different, you know, ages and incomes, and it's 3% female. That's a rounding error. That's a margin of error right here. This could be maybe like one woman took it. So this is applicable for about half the population.
Yeah, let's say that. I mean, yeah, on the one hand, it's surprising that it's a very comprehensive study, including many aspects of cell phone use. On the other, it's about what men think, basically. But let's take a look at what they think, I guess. And then maybe Hoyo and I can chip in something different. So basically, in terms of what they use them for, as I said it in the lead, those born after the 1960s, they want to use it for navigating, so the GPS functions, taking photos, and then browsing the online stock markets. No wonder they're using the smartphone, because I cannot think of any other uses that the post-60s are going to use them for. And then for the younger generation, it's more about entertainment, including using them to play games.
Of course. This is the thing, you know. You can't expect young people to be practical about things. Of course, it's the older people that are going to be more practical, like, oh, I'm going to take pictures of things. I'm going to look up important information online. I'm going to figure out where I'm going. That's what you see. And whereas the young people who practically live on their phones all the time, it's like, okay, I'm checking these messages. I'm watching this little thing. I'm playing a game or trying to do all three of these, if not more, at the same time. So that's not a surprising sort of thing here. What is interesting, though, is, but perhaps not so surprising, is there's no obvious difference in the usage between these groups of things like Weibo and WeChat. Mm-hmm. But again, this maybe because this is a self-selected group, not only fully male, but because this was people who were on Weibo or who were on the technology channel there. So this is, in some ways, you know, this is the tech crowd in a certain sense.
Yeah, but with when you see the popularity and prevalence of the usage of WeChat and Weibo these days, maybe particularly the WeChat, I suppose, but social media apps in general, I think, you know, the smartphone becomes the perfect gadget you use to get on those platforms. And that's the only part that we see a cross-board similarity, I think.
And it's easier to understand if I may chip in with one example from my dad. My dad, born actually from the 1940s, who will turn on his phone only when he uses to make a call. Hello there. He also uses WeChat and Weibo, so that shows how little of a difference there is.
Interesting. See, I was going to think, okay, you're going to say he turns it on to make a call, and then when he's done, he turns it off,
yes.
And then he leaves it there, and when the minutes expire on his phone 3 months later, and he comes back to you asking, how do you do this? I can't get it to work, and then you realize that this all expired. That's what I thought you were going to say, because I met an older gentleman who had that issue. But no, I mean, it's... Yeah, especially with WeChat, that is like probably the most popular mode of communication in China. That is distance. I mean, more popular than text messages, maybe even more popular than phone calls. And that's another issue. People aren't talking. People are communicating, but not actually talking as much, which is interesting.
Mm. Yeah, because it seems to be the more convenient way, as you can, you know, text whenever, you know, even during a meeting, or, you know, if I'm really bad, I can even do that on the show as I'm talking to you guys when I'm not so engaged.
This is true. I mean, we could all be having our WeChat conversations right now. We could be talking with each other. We could be talking with fans, and heck, fans, of course, you know, your listeners there may be, you know, having nothing to do right now. You may be in your meeting. You may be doing who knows what. So it's easy.
It's not only easy, and it's cheap, because, you know, these days, who texts? Okay, only me and my parents, I suppose. And most people just WeChat all the time when they have, you know, 4G and whatever G. You know, I don't have that. You know.
You got no G?
I've only got 2G.
Well, that's some G. Some G is better than no G.
Okay,
here.
Thank you. You know, you guys are mending my broken heart. So, you know, these days, that's just the cheaper way to go. And I can totally understand why people are going for that. And another thing that I find a little bit interesting is I not only like art, I like music too, you know. And I looked at people's listening habits when it comes to music on your smartphone, and it showed that it's the younger generation, those born after the 1995s, they tend to listen to music more, a lot more than other people, age groups in the survey. And another interesting thing is across board, nobody really cares about the quality of music they hear as the sound quality. So maybe it's just, you know, you're not listening to from licensed sources. You're not going to get, like, top quality music anyway.
No, that's very possible. But perhaps in contrast to our listeners here, most people are not necessarily audiophiles. You know, we live in a very visual society. You know, people, I think, are more into taking the perfect selfie over finding, like, the perfect quality audio track or whatever. So that's I think, what's going on there. But in terms of quality, you know, while people are not really so picky about the quality of the music or the sound there, what they do care about is 4G. They want their speeds. They want the quality of their internet connections. That's something that most the largest number of people are unsatisfied with. That small screens, which it would be interesting to see what the average size of screen is, because, you know, if you have a non-smartphone, you have a pretty small screen, but it doesn't matter. If you have a smartphone, they tend to be large, maybe not large enough to watch a good movie, but, you know, that's probably left better for movie theater or something. But then you have, like, the massive ones, which don't even fit in your pocket. So I guess it depends on who you are. But the other thing people are not as happy with is limited RAM, which is the ability of the phone to do lots of different things at the same time. Because doing just one thing at one time, that's not enough for these young people. They got to do, like, 10 different things, and that's not enough.
Yeah, that's right. And I want to know what people think about watching videos or TV shows on cell phones, because I don't do that a lot. I think it's way too much trouble, and the screens are way too small to do that. But at least Feng Xiaozi here says, my wife usually uses her phone to play games and watch TV shows. And Hong Lin says she uses it to listen to the radio and some online radio websites. tells. But what about videos? I'm not a big video
fan.
I think
taking a look at the subway is very instructive here. If you look on the subway, some people stand around doing nothing. Some people try to rest. Some people might read a book. Some people are playing with their phones. But more than anything else, I feel like, except for maybe people doing nothing, is you're looking at your tiny screen trying to watch some whatever little video. And that's just, in every car, you got like several people doing that at least.
Yeah, and it seems like younger people are not only doing that, they are more willing to purchase new phones too. I suppose they're just not as practical as older people.
Like and, you and me.
Okay, I'm not older, but I tend to agree with the older ones in this sense. I think it's most important to, you know, be rational about these things and not spend too much money on it just for show. That's what I think this is about, getting the new, bigger phone.
Okay. And you don't need to be so angry, as there is someone who agrees with you. For example, Shi Lu here says, I only have 2G too.
Oh, thank you. I'm not alone. Thank you.
You're not alone in your cave. Let's just say that.
That really hurts, Xiaohua. Really hurts.
I'm sorry. The show is about to end. And thank you very much for listening.